and welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. Excited to share a word from Proverbs today. And the word today is coming from Proverbs 18, verse 2. And it says, "Fools find no pleasure in understanding, but delight in airing their own opinions." As I read this, I'm thinking, Lord, I don't want to be a fool. And what is considered to be foolish in the word of the Lord? Foolish is when we don't really take joy in finding understanding. We have no pleasure in it. Now, anytime you read understanding, the first thing that comes to my heart is to listen. We can't understand anything until we actually have a listening heart, until we slow ourselves down to listen to maybe our teacher, to another person, to another family member, whatever it may be. And most importantly, training ourselves to stop and really begin to listen to the Lord, what he wants to speak into our lives, things he may want us to repent of, or things he wants us to learn from his word and the direction that he may be calling us. But a fool takes no pleasure in that. In other words, when we find ourselves not really taking that time to stop and rushing to give our opinions, to speak, to be the first one to say our thoughts or our input, or, you know, to speak from whatever attitude of heart we have, it says that this is foolish. And fools delight in airing their own opinions. We live in a time where it's so easy all across social media. I mean, in a matter of a moment, you can share your thought, your opinion across multiple platforms. Now, is this terribly bad? Is it bad to give our opinion? No, not necessarily. That's how we learn from one another. And there are things that God places in our hearts that have value that we can share with one another. But think with me for a moment. How many times have we rushed to maybe give our thought, our input, our opinion, whatever it may be, because we want to be the first one to say something, or maybe we said it in the wrong heart or the wrong attitude, even if it was something good, even if it was something that was right, rather than listening to one another, or rather than catching really the atmosphere, we just want to bring things out. We want to make our thoughts known because we feel that they're the most important. How many times does that happen? And then maybe even just a moment afterward, you think to yourself, I should have waited to say that, or I shouldn't have said that, or it wasn't the right timing. And there's a lot of different things that we can look at and think, oh man, that was wrong. And so God wants us to grow in his wisdom. God wants us to be a people who speak what is right. God wants us to be a people who speak that which is valuable, to speak from a heart of humbleness, to speak from a heart that says, you know what? There are things in my heart and mind that I can bring to the table that have value here. But even at that, I don't need to be the first one to speak. I'm going to stop and really say, Father, what do you want me to speak? How do you want me to bring it forward? God, is this your timing? And that could be at work. That could be at school. It can be with our family. But bottom line, God wants us to not be a foolish people, rushing into things and just kind of in our own pride and arrogance, just wanting to speak so quickly and to bring out whatever it may be in our hearts. But God wants us to be a people of understanding, to take joy in learning to listen, to take joy in opposite and counteractive to this culture of just everyone speaking and saying and doing, to be a people of patience, who wait upon the Lord, a people who, when we do speak, when we do give our thoughts and our opinions, it's coming from a heart that's weighed itself out, examined itself in light of the word of the Lord. So may all of us today, may we be looking at the Lord. May we come to God in repentance for any time we've taken so much joy in giving our thoughts or opinions rather than truly weighing things out and speaking and doing according to how God would want us to do it. May we repent this day and may we be a people of wisdom. Father, give me understanding. Give me an understanding heart, a listening ear, a listening heart, so that my life, even these lips, the things that I speak, will bring you glory in the smallest and in the greatest of situations. And so we thank God today for his word. I pray that this day you would grow in wisdom, that I would grow in wisdom, and that the Lord Jesus would be exalted in every single way.